Saturday morning, the Experts Program continues. Nan Lesnick is joining us, and we are going to continue talking about how the RMD, the required minimum distribution, is not your enemy. Nan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, I guess over time, as we've had this RMD situation going on for a number of years, a lot of beneficiaries, a lot of people who have 401ks and IRAs, you know, particularly IRAs, when they've started to draw out of it that the dreaded RMD, you know, because they're like, oh, gosh, I don't need that required minimum distribution amount. I already have other sources of income, and all it does is it increases my taxable income, and I end up having to pay taxes at the end of the year. Doggone it, this is a bum deal. Why isn't there a better way? Well,
the RMD now doesn't have to be taken until age 72.
Right, and that's an upgrade from 70.
70 and a half.
70 and a half, so a year and a half. Yes. You get another 18 months.
Yes, but the way it works out, depending on when your birthday is, it may end up actually being another 2 years, but okay. I won't get into that. Can get pretty confusing. But important to know, it's a significant window of time. That's what's important to know. And during that period of time, that's not what's mentioned here, but we work with our clients to see if we can do some Roth conversion before RMDs hit, so that the amount, the principal amount that the RMD is based upon is less. But that's a planning technique that we use, and it's sort of a conversation for a different day. Instead, I want to talk about what does it mean with the RMD being pushed out to age 72. Well, right now, you know, we're having wild and crazy stuff in the market, and who knows what the situation is going to be at the end of the year. But for someone who turns 72 this year, they're going to have to make a withdrawal from their IRA, and it's going to be based on their age of 72. So there's several things that I would consider here, and the one of them would be, if we have to take a withdrawal during the year, I'd be really careful about when I'm taking it. I don't want to take it right now because the market is in this volatile situation that it's in. And I just simply wouldn't want to draw on the nest egg when the principal is lower.
Right.
So, you know, we want to be careful about that. And for anybody who is turning 72 this year, you want to look at that carefully, because sometimes people say, well, you know what? I think I'll take it right about the time of tax time or my anniversary or some other event that triggers. Well, it shouldn't be based on some date that you remember. It should be based on the best date during that year to take your withdrawal. If your account is surging, which we hope we'll get back to seeing something similar to that, then you may want to take it at that particular point in time to reduce your basis for the following year.
That's all a great point.
And all kinds of math comes into this.
Right.
But the most important thing is that now with the RMD being pushed out to age 72, if you are just only taking RMDs, then you are not going to see a 6% withdrawal rate until you get up to, I think it's it was in this article, but well into your 80s. It's not going to get to be that high. This is a huge thing, really, because the divisor that we have to use to determine what our life expectancy is. And it's not what we think it is. There's a calculator. And under the old scenario, we were starting above 4%. Now we're not hitting 4% until age 75.
Right. And it gets to 6% at 85, but it doesn't exceed that. If you live 90, 95 years old, that minimum RMD will be 6% till the end of your life, between 85 and the end of your life.
And Mark, something that you mentioned earlier when you were kind of opening this up about people who say, doggone it, I don't want to take this distribution. I don't need to have the money. Well, we want to look very carefully at what all sources of money are. And it may very well be that we have a source of money that is not as heavily taxed as ordinary income, which is what RMDs are taxed as ordinary income. So we want to look at this and determine, should we take some taxable income this year, but not actually take the money?
Right. And
so go ahead.
There was something I wanted to ask you about. It circles back to something earlier that you mentioned about when you start taking that and how you take it. And what I was curious was, is it on a calendar year or is it on the year? I believe you you said that there was a date by April 1st that you, when you first take the, like if you're 70 and a half and you decide to do it at 70 and a half, say your 70th birthday was July 1st, and you would go to like December 30th, December 31st, April 1st was the drop dead for the very first year.
Right.
Does the tax, in other words, if you take that 3.65% on April 1st, that goes on, say, April 1st of 2020, that would be reportable on your 2020 income tax, which is going to end, you know, you're on the calendar year, so December 31st, 2020 is the end of the tax year for you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me restate this to answer your question,
I think.
Your withdrawal, the percentage is figured on your birthday that year.
Okay.
But the basis from which you must withdraw, so what, in this example, 3.65% of what? And what is the number? It's the number on December the 31st of the prior year.
Okay.
So if I turn 72 this year and I have to take a distribution, it's going to be based on the balance in my IRA or the sum total of all of my IRAs, if I have several, on December 31st, 2019. That's what my RMD is going to be based on.
Okay. And let's say you have $1 million straight up on December 31st at the end of that year. You have to take 3.65% of that by the end of the following year. And you can take it in...
You can take it monthly, but it depends on what the custodian allows.
Okay.
It can be monthly. It can be quarterly.
Or it could be a lump sum.
Or it could be a lump sum.
Okay.
But now, let's kind of add a little bit more confusion to this and say that if this is the year in which you turn 72, you don't actually have to take that distribution until April the 1st of next year.
Okay.
But then you also have the next year's to take. So if I turn 72 this year and I delayed my withdrawal until April 1st of next year, I would also have to take another withdrawal in the same year. And that's kind of playing a little bit of Russian roulette, because what if it was last year's scenario and the market was way up at the end of December and I decided to not take my withdrawal? Now I get to April 1st, and if it were this year, shall we say, superimposed on next year, on April the 1st of this year, my portfolio may be at a loss, and I got to take that money out. So it's really some pretty careful math, and you really have to be sure that you have a clear understanding of all of the implications of your of the timing of your withdrawal.
That's all the time we have for this week, but if you have questions about this, and you should because it is complicated, give Nan a call at her office, 831-656-0236, online, LesnickCompany.com. Her email is nan@LesnickCompany.com. Thank you, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.